You've run your patrol now and are on the way in. It was a good run, and you're all proud of that first patrol. The crew is a smooth-working bunch, and you're plenty proud of the part you and your gear played. Still standing watch as you burrow through the seas back to the base, you're pretty sure you can make this gear work with the best of them. You sweep the ocean and adjust the filters and eye and volume automatically. Your ear is keener. Distant targets or auxiliaries are easy to pick out now. Remember the slapping of water against the side of that second ship you finished off? Your base boost filter sure brought it out. And you'll never forget the sound of the cruiser that passed directly overhead. You could hear her screws and auxiliaries as plain as day. She dropped her ash cans where she thought you were, but you had pulled out of there hell-bent for election. Then there was the sound of your own torpedoes as you tracked them out and checked their runs true to the target. And the time you discover that your own ship's high pressure pump had a bad whine. That had you on edge. You knew it was a dead giveaway to any Japs that might be listening. But then the skipper secured it, and you were a quiet ship again. One night after you'd made a hit and were sticking around just to see what was cooking, you heard a ship firing her deck guns, and they sounded like this. Then there was the time you were able to give the skipper an approximate range on that destroyer that got a bead on you, by timing the intervals between his pings. But the old man outguessed them easily. All your shipmates feel sort of cocky right now, and they should, because you've got a plenty good record to show. Your part of the patrol report will read something like this. JP-1 and sonic listening gear worked well. Well-trained operators were able to pick out targets at 16,000-yard range on more than one occasion. At times, bad sound conditions reduced response, but the range of targets picked up on sonic gear consistently exceeded that of other gear. The bass boost and flat filter position helped us hear and locate our own noises so we could quiet our ship. Listening was good on the 503,000 cycle filter positions. Accurate bearings checked by periscope were obtained using the higher filter positions. Good sound operators, well trained, helped greatly in the success of our patrol. Well, that's the way the old man put it. But you sort of figure there was nothing to it. Just knowing how to sweep and what filter to use and how to recognize targets. There's the surfacing alarm. So you check around once more to be sure there are no ships upstairs. Make your report to the skipper, and then secure the gear as you go up to ride the surface on in.